there will be some pretty special opportunities to demonstrate your interest in science and technology this coming week. Well, the Atlanta Science Festival is in its second year. It kicks off tomorrow with some science-based activities and celebrations occurring all across the city through March 28th. And joining us now in our Closer Look studio is co-founder and director, Dr. Mesa Salida, is here to tell us all about what we don't know about science and what
Which
we need to
know. Which is a lot in my case.
I don't know if I can promise all that.
Yeah.
First of all, welcome. And now science and technology is at the we're trying to really introduce kids into it early. We know about the focus on STEM, but how you've been involved in science. Tell me your story. How science became a part of your life before we get into the festival?
Well, I was telling you I grew up in Washington, D.C., and I visited a lot of museums and found the impact of informal education. And so education outside of the classroom. And it's been a big passion of mine to communicate science to the masses and do that outside of classroom experiences, because I think you can do a lot of different and interesting things outside of the classroom.
There are a lot of sponsors on board here. You've got Georgia Tech, Emory University, the Metro Atlanta Chamber of Commerce. They're all institutions that have teamed up to support with the festival. And is it easier now, you think, because there is a focus on STEM, to get partnerships and support when you have a science festival of this nature?
Oh, I do think so. Yeah, everybody is just so excited when we talk to them about it, from corporate sponsors to museum partners to academic institutions. Everybody just jumps on board immediately.
One of the questions that comes up a lot, I think, when you talk about getting kids or even adults more aware of science and technology and engineering, is the communication gap. I mean, there's this feeling that a lot of folks who are really good at this aren't able to communicate very well with folks who aren't, and vice versa. So how much of the communication gap can you address with a festival like this, where you try to have people speaking English to each other?
Sure. So I think we set up a situation where we're making it different than a regular lecture. So having the science of beer and having somebody speak about what's inside beer and the chemistry that happens and the biology that happens is automatically putting them in a different kind of realm than they would be.
Different frame of mind, perhaps?
Yeah, exactly. So there's that. And I think one thing that we do, and we do select people and ask for help from people who are known to be good at that. And one thing that we do is we are exposing those very good science communicators to younger generations of scientists who then see that as an example.
Is communication an issue within the scientific community? In other words, is there a feeling that, well, we're real good at what we're real good at, but we haven't learned how to communicate with everybody else?
I think it can be with some people, but certainly I wouldn't say that that's true for everybody.
Mm-hmm. And then the other part of it is reaching communities that haven't had a lot of exposure to it. Kids who might not have the same educational opportunities that kids do in some of the schools where STEM is emphasized. Obviously in a festival, it's hard to address that in a universal way, but is that an emphasis for you?
Oh, absolutely. So one of the wonderful things about a science festival is it does not have walls, and so we can take it into those communities that you're speaking of specifically.
So, like, what are you doing here?
So, the Outdoor Activity Center, the Westside Watershed Alliance, is going to be doing some activities for us. They're having a talk about climate change in their own neighborhood, and so showing that everybody is a stakeholder in this. We offered funds to people who were interested in hosting programs in areas that don't have access to science education as easily. And so we're really pushing to get our material and science into areas that don't get it.
You mentioned access to science for those communities that may not have it, but then there's also a more focus, and that's with young girls and introducing them into the STEM fields. Will there be a focus at this festival for young girls in particular as well?
Oh, for sure. So there's, I don't know if you've looked at the website, but there's 140 events happening throughout this next week, starting tomorrow. And A good handful of those are specifically focused on girls. CDC is having an entire event just specifically for girls. All sorts of partners are pushing that.
And there's a program called Citizen Science, and I think that's where I might fall in.
Everybody falls in that.
I want to do some research at home in my own kitchen. Do you remember the science? What was it?
Yeah.
The science? Mr. Wizard, was that his name?
Well, and there was Bill Nye the Science Guy.
So, you know, and I think I got to a point where I took some vinegar and some
baking soda,
and I did something, and my mother kicked me out the kitchen. So will there
did
be...
the roof stay on the house
yes,
is the big
it did.
Question.
So there's a program here for someone who just wants to learn about doing some simple research projects.
Yeah, so the Citizen Science Program specifically gives large science projects that are actually like active research projects. It shares them with the public and asks you to be the data collectors. So you are measuring the amount of precipitation in your backyard. You are looking for certain butterflies appearing and making note of that. And you're adding to this this collection of data that the scientists then analyze. And so you become part of the science project.
This is only the second year?
Yes.
So what did you all learn from the first one that you improved upon for this one?
Wow, that's... It's an organizational challenge, let's say, to put 140 programs at 70 different venues across the city over the course of a week. So we've just been trying to move things, move posters around, and do all sorts of little things like that.
You're having events all over the city, and yet the festival is only here for a certain period of time. How big a loss a few years ago was the closing of SciTrek? Which was, although it was in one location in Midtown Atlanta, it was all year round. So people could come and get the kinds of hands-on education and communication that we've been talking about. Is that a big gap right now, and do you see any replacement for it?
You know, I moved here after SciTrek closed, and I was sad to see that there wasn't in Metro Atlanta a science museum. We have brought Intellis as one of our partners, but they are significantly far out there. But we're hoping to expose them to the Atlanta residents to be able to go out there more often. But yeah, you know, I hope that the festival acts as kind of a place where people can go and see science events that are happening all year long.
Is there any move to come up with something that will replace SciTrek, maybe not where it was, but have a permanent place where young people and the general population can learn more about science?
I have not heard about that, but there's plenty of wonderful science happening at a lot of our institutions that are our partners.
And Atlanta is a great city for a festival like this, but I'm wondering also when you get into the rural areas where kids need, they would love to have access to this. Do you think also that this could sort of be a model for a smaller community, maybe not on the scale that it is now, but maybe in a rural part of the state where they could have something like this for those kids?
Absolutely. So that last day that the Exploration Expo, where we have 100 hands-on science activities, there's something similar happening that's part of our festival, Southside STEAM Expo down in Coweta County. So, you know, we're starting to spread farther.
And as we wrap up, what will you be doing?
I will be running all over the place, but I am planning. I made myself a list of 20-some events that I will be attending, and so I will be going to those throughout the course of the week.
Well, some of the ones on the list this weekend, the physics behind ping pong, there are robot demonstrations studying sound waves while listening to high school drum lines. That sounds like fun, but I think Rose and I are going to be at the beer one.
Yes.
There's wine, too. There's
wine too. Okay. Well.
And for anyone who was out there listening about the baking soda and vinegar experiment, please check with your parents first.
Yes,
before you try that.
I did the same project, and it blowed up real good.
I don't want to be responsible.
I'm a card-carrying chemist. I say that you can mix little amounts of those two just fine. No problem.
Dr. Mesa Salida, co-founder and director of the Atlanta Science Festival, which is going on this weekend and right on through March 28th, right?
Yep.
At Centennial Olympic Park is where the big event's going to be on the 28th. Thanks so much for being with us. Make sure you wear your goggles when you do those
experiments.